The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this 10th day of January 2020. And as promised, from the hospital room, somewhere in an undisclosed location in Indiana, Mike Rivero of What Really Happened. Hello, Mike.
Well, hello. Thank you for inviting me on the show today. And I know that a lot of people have expressed concern over what's been going on here. And, you know, when am I going to get back to doing the website full time? When am I going to get back to being a radio host full time? And the answer to both of those is just as soon as I possibly can. What is complicating the issue here is that the doctors don't exactly know what's wrong with me. They keep testing and testing and testing and sticking me with needles and sticking me with other stuff and the rest of it, but they don't really have a good understanding of what happened.
Well, and to that point, I've been, we both know Steve Elkins. I talked to him.
Yes.
I talked to him today, and I said, I suggest to him that does he have a friendly doctor or a friend of his or whatever that can make some inquiries into your situation? He goes, well, you know, you get into ethics, and if you're not invited in for consult or whatever, doctors have a tendency to stay out of each other's business. But he did say that he can do this, but this needs your written authorization, Mike, because what's got to be done with you is a diagnosis differential to get the brains in there to find out exactly what's wrong with you. And if you can provide that written authorization, there is a code that's given. He'll be able to talk directly to your doctor or anybody on that staff about tests or anything else. And he, by the way, he also suggested one other thing. For that differential diagnosis, he suggested the Indiana University Hospital Center, which has it pretty much hands down on the facility that you're at right now.
Yes. All righty. Well, I'll certainly look into both of those. And I do want to connect Steve Elkins with our family physician. But, yeah, I'm already, even with our family physician, I'm seeing this territoriality. And, you know, you stay out of my business and I'll stay out of yours. And I don't think it results in the best possible medical care, certainly not in my case, where, you know, they keep sucking blood and chemicals out of me, and if anything, things are getting worse.
And we understand that. We have been looking at it far now for the last couple of months, and I am shocked that they do not know. And I understand that the field of medicine and disease and ailments is not always cut and dry, and tests have to be run. But my God in heaven, Mike, are you laying in that hospital bed knowing you're not getting any better? They're still sucking juices out of you and still playing medical roulette with your life. This is your life.
Yeah, I know. It's not pleasant at all. I'm not happy. Claire's not happy. Hang on a second. I got to get vertical. All right. I'm better.
Okay. Well, and that's the other issue. If you and Claire are on board with making any changes whatsoever, that would make the whole transition a whole lot better. I don't think.
Well, you know, we're, you know, we've made our move to Indiana. We're in Indiana now. We're not planning on moving anywhere else unless somebody coughs up a few million dollars. But other than that, you know, we're not going back to Hawaii. I know a lot of people have said, oh, you're obviously Indiana doesn't agree with you. You've got to get back to Hawaii. And I would love to do that, but it's just not practical.
Well, and all things being equal, and, you know, I understand. I miss the fact that you're no longer in Hawaii. I really do. Because I had plans that maybe one day going down there is an excuse to go visit you and Claire in Hawaii, and that would kill two birds with one stone. But I don't know. Indiana, I don't have a strong... Steve Elkins told me, he said, look, if I need to, he says, I'll fly up to Indiana. He is willing and able to do, and he is... Mike, I gotta be honest and upfront with you. I've been really hesitant of really pushing on this because I understand the situation has not been relatively 100% clear up there, and I get that. And the last thing that you really need in this world is people of good intent, but getting in there and screwing things up. But I think this is the best path because of his experience, ICU experience, triage. The guy is very bright. And by the way, he got his comeuppance there in the Indiana University Hospital Center. So this comes not as a recommendation, but he's been there and done that.
Yeah. I have to be very honest. Even though she's a family member, I've lost a lot of confidence in our family doctor. Enough about me. When we're looking at all this craziness going on, where they're talking about restarting the Iran-Iraq war. Mm-hmm. And it's how much crazier can the world get?
Well, I can give you one that's even crazier than that. This has been going on for 19 years. How about the government coming out and saying that, videos outside of Epstein's cell, all the videos no longer exist?
I heard that.
And the Washington Post putting out the story, well, the investigation into Hillary Clinton is winding down. There's not going to be any more investigation. And this is supposedly coming out of our Department of Justice. Yeah.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. It's simply amazing. Well, hey, look, I know that you're not 100% on the energy level here. I appreciate you coming up on the program. It was really important because people were getting a little snarky with me. They were accusing me of not handling the Mike Rivero situation and what's wrong with you, you're mismanaging and this, that, and the other. Last night I insisted that Ryan Dawson be contacted, and he did do your show today, did a good job. And the one thing that we're hoping for is to get some good minds together for your problem, differential diagnosis, to target the problem, get you healthy, and you know, personally, just for me to you, Mike, if it was the difference between you being healthy for the rest of your life, the days that the good Lord gives you, or you not doing radio again, I'll opt for the former and not the latter. We care about you.
You know, that's the other big problem of it. During this last week when I've been hearing this physical therapy clinic, they were telling me all along, no problem, you'll be able to do your show from inside here. And then we got all set up, and of course, it turns out that their Wi-Fi is just absolute crud. And so it really is, we're literally in the backwaters of America's IT infrastructure.
All right. Well, this is the next step. Mr. Elkins is probably listening to the program tonight. He is going to call you and get this authorization rolling, and we'll go from there, Mike, okay?
All right. Thanks an awful lot, and thank you for all the assistance, and thanks to everybody for their prayers and kind support.
It's not time for you to shuffle off this mortal coil, my friend. Not yet. Not yet.
I'm not really big at shuffling. I'm not really big at shuffling.
All right. My best to you and to Claire. And there's a lot of people out there pulling for you. They're being a little bit selfish because they want Michael Rivero and what really happened back on the air. They want your website and the important stories that you post back up. But the primary concern here is you and your health, my friend.
Okay, well, to listen, to all those listeners and readers here, we are working to get things back up to normal just as soon as we possibly can, because we understand the dynamics of what's going on here in terms of the readership and the listenership, and we understand that we have a responsibility to our audience that we are not fulfilling properly, and we're going to try and get back to that real soon.
All righty, sir. All right, rest up, and Steve will be contacting you directly, sir.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. Mike, I got Steve Elkins on the mind. I'm thinking as I'm talking here, calling. And Steve, can you call Steve Elkins right now, Mike, and tell him he's got the go-ahead? Give Rivero a call. Let's get this ball rolling. Sorry, I had him on my mind, and I called Mike Rivero. Steve, for God's sakes. This has got me rattled. And people have really been pressing me, and some nicely, some kind of with a sense of urgency, and then some that were downright ratty and mean. You know, we have lost talk show hosts on this network. Make your list up, folks. We've had many of our hosts die that have been on this network. And I, for one, am not going to let another person slip off this mortal coil without putting up a fight. So if you want to fight, folks, don't fight me. Fight the situation that is imperiling Mr. Rivero. I was shocked. I know there were some. I know there's snarky people out there, but there have been demands made of me, accusations made of me, and I am sitting here knowing, and I've got to respect the guy's privacy. I wasn't going to put out information or do something that would run afoul of what Mr. Rivero would wish. He is a very private guy. I've known Mike for a lot of years, and I can tell you he's a very private man. He doesn't put a lot of personal stuff out there. He doesn't feel that he has to, and I agree with that. But people were pressing me. They wanted me to jump on the conspiracy board. Well, what do you think? Well, what do you imagine? I do not know, and I am not going to say that I know, or I'm not going to offer something if I absolutely have absolutely no clue as to how to proceed. And today I pushed Elkins to the hilt here, and he was willing to fly up there. He was willing to fly up there to go see Mike personally. But I think this is the best way to handle it, is to get that authorization to talk directly to that quote-unquote family doctor that, with all due respect and regards, doesn't look like they know what in the hell is going on. And this is going on, what, Mike, the fourth week now? 3-4 weeks? At any rate, differential diagnosis is house in the house. We'll get this ball rolling, folks. Mike Rivero will be in the pink and back on the air. Sam in Indiana. Hello, Sam.
Hello. I'm glad to hear Mike. Can you hear me okay?
Mike, can you do something with his sound? I can't hear him that well. Go ahead, Sam. Speak again, please.
Yeah, I called in to Mike.
There you go.
Let me do this. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I called Mike. I live in Indiana, and we've got the worst health care here. It's unbelievable. I'm a veteran. I had to walk away from VA care due to abuse, threats, and they told me and a group of people like me that was questioning our health care that we'd never find health care again in Indiana. I cannot get my health records from a hospital, a civilian hospital here.
Why not? What's the reason?
They won't give me a reason.
Well,
three times I've tried.
Okay, did you threaten them with an attorney and lawsuit?
I can't find an attorney to send a letter.
No, Sam. No, I'm not asking you if you got an attorney in your back pocket that you can pull out right now. I'm just saying that, look, I would contact that hospital again, demand your records, and say, if you do not provide them, these are my records, this is my right to my information. This is not hospital property, and that's how they're treating it. That you will get an attorney and you will sue that hospital. The minute you start and especially in these foul boys, and you're exactly right, Indiana is not the bastion. The best facility they have there is the Indiana University Hospital Center, of which that is generally the case in most states when they have, you know, their hospitals, their medical centers. That's where the better minds are. And I'm in full agreement with you, you know. But the arm twisting, what does that tell you, Sam, about their health care if they're not willing to be forthwith? I mean, this was never a mystery before. People wanted information and records transferred. Yeah, okay, where do I send it? But now you're getting a stall. No more.
Now, I've tried this since 2015. I left the VA. 3 times I went up there in person, and I've got things recorded. They won't even give me a copy of the request form for my records. They called me up to 50 times a day using my phone number for different patients, calling for patients, telling them, oh, you need to get so-and-so in the emergency room, or... You know, you step on the wrong toes in Indiana, and I think you know who I'm talking about. We're in trouble.
Well,
I've had the energy company come out to my home. They won't take this smart meter off my house. I asked them why. They sent a crew out, created a short at the pole, about burnt my home down.
Well,
I called the office, and they said, "Oh no, there's no crews at your house." You know, it's all kinds of that stuff going on.
Yeah, well, and this toe-stepping stuff, just remind them that you got to have toes for me to step on. You keep fooling around, you may not have any toes or fingers. All right.
I wish I could be that bold, but I've gone so far, I've got to wear a body camera now. If I'm out and about, I've got signs on my vehicle about the corruption. I can't find any legal aid in state. They hear my town or Indiana, they're gone. And I've been at this hard since 2015. And I'm worried about Mike.
Yeah, we all are. At least you're ambulatory, or you're up and walking and talking and moving. He's not. And he's...
Yeah, I need surgeries and care, but I've been without health care since I left the VA.
Wait a minute. Obviously, you can go to another VA facility, can you not?
I don't trust them.
No, I know you don't trust. Okay. But Sam, please, let me talk here. Not all VA centers are created equal. There are some pretty good VA hospitals out there, and this might be one way to have records. If a VA center, other than the one that you've been going to, requests records for treatment, they've got to turn them over, and there'll be less resistance. And then you might have a chance of retrieving them. By going to another center. I mean, if you're that paranoid about them treating you, well, just get the records over there, and let's start the ball rolling, and you just pick up your records and leave.
Well, I don't trust. See, we left because they wanted to sign a special contract with us for pain care or VA care, for them to take over our lives, basically, to allow them to force us to do antidepressants, test drugs, and yeah. I said, I'm not signing that.
You know, I got you there. No, there's no treatment that any hospital can force you into. All right. Sam, I appreciate your call. Good luck with that situation. If anybody has any expertise and could help Sam out, do me a favor, Mike. Take Sam down and take his number and his last name and put it on a Post-it if somebody calls into the network that might have the ability to help you out and has experience with the VA and maybe short-stepping this around this problem. Sam, with your permission, we'll get your number here and we'll relay that to whoever comes forth. How's that? Okay, you're talking to Sam? I thought I was still talking to Sam. Okay, they say timing is everything. Well, that's been off a little bit today. Murren, Wisconsin. Well, break time. 800-313-9443. I got to get to some of these crazy, crazy stories coming out today. There's been a great many people leaving their senses behind. Gone absolutely berserk, out of their minds. And I think they're banking on us half being out of ours so we don't notice. Oh, we're noticing. Oh, trust me.
Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. Murr in Wisconsin. Hello.
Yeah, John. I just sent to Mike and to you, Holy Spirit said, hey, you have a gold mine there at Republic Broadcasting. DonnieDelirious.com, the master survivor that comes on Sunday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
You send him a swath of hair, you know, and if this isn't for the DNA that, you know, they trick you with pulling out by the roots. This is a whole swath of hair, and it usually takes about three different times where they'll do the analysis and then see what you need to correct it and keep working on it. And if insurance doesn't cover it, don't ask the doctor, and we'll chip in and get it for him.
Now, you're referencing Rivero?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
analysis of his hair for naturopathic.
No, I understand that, but there's an immediate problem to be dealt with, and I don't think this can be dealt with holistically at this point. What he needs to find out, and I think this is medically treatable, and a good follow-up would be a holistic whole health program, that's for sure. But the,
well, I'm saying get it all started.
No, I understand it. I get that. I understand that. All right. Murr, I appreciate it very
much.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. All right. Well, day of surprises. You know, there is a church that And every church has this. You know, it's the weekly message, what the sermon's going to be, or any gatherings or any functions at the church. You always see them on their signs in front of their churches. Well, this one, First Church of God, Jesus willingly died for you, unlike Epstein, who didn't kill himself. A new Rasmussen poll shows that 21% of the Americans believe Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, while 52% believe he was murdered. I personally think the guy is still alive. He's probably hooked up with Gilschlein over in Israel right now, for all we know. But it should come to no surprise that so few people believe the official narrative. The Epoch Times' Zachary Stiber reports that video footage from outside Jeffrey Epstein's cell actually no longer exists. The government said in a new letter less than a month after prosecutors initially said the footage wasn't available, before quickly saying in an update that the footage had been found. Well, they unfound it again. Writing to the U.S. District Judge Kenneth Karras, prosecutors Maureen Comey and Jason Swergold said there was a mix-up when they asked the Metropolitan Correctional Center to preserve the footage from outside the cell. Epstein, of course, was found unconscious with marks around his neck early in July 23 of last year. Epstein's cellmate at the time was accused, murderer Nicholas Taglioni. The defendant's lawyer requested video footage from outside of Epstein's cell on July 22nd and July 23rd of last year. And the prosecutors told the defense on December 19th, just last month, that it confirmed with the staff at the center that the footage was, in fact, preserved. And on January 3rd, the center provided the government with a copy of the video it preserved. Now, there's an entire letter, I'm not going to go into it. But after reviewing the video, it appeared that the government had the footage contained on the preserved video was for the correct date and time, but captured a different tier rather than the one Epstein and Taglioni's cell was, prosecutors wrote in that letter. Legal counsel at MCC told prosecutors that the computer system at the center listed a different cell for Taglioni, leading to staff preserving the wrong video. Oh, yes. While the center has a backup system in place to house all video footage for its special housing unit, where Epstein and Taglioni were being held, the FBI reviewed the system as part of a separate investigation and determined that the requested video no longer exists on the backup system and has not since at least August of last year, as a result of technical errors. Here we go again, folks. The FBI and the wonderful footage, they swoop in, just as they did out in Las Vegas, just as they've had done at the Pentagon, just as they had done at Ground Zero on September 11, 2001. All the videos are confiscated and never to be seen or heard from again. This is the FBI's tactic. This is how they protect the guilty, ladies and gentlemen. This is how we're shielded from getting to the guilty parties. Now, I don't know about you, but how many times have you heard that you can go to prison just as sure as the person that committed a crime if you have information and don't turn it over? If you've got inside information on, say, a murder or a rape or something like that, and you do not come forward, you can actually be placed in jail for that. So why is it that the screeners at the FBI are not given the same treatment? Folks, I don't need to tell you that we have a monumental problem in this country with a corrupt government and its agencies that are not going to stop until we halt them. Hopefully, very peacefully, but you know, the crooks and the criminals and the thieves don't necessarily want to go of their own accord. Go they must. And now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Resolution of all the ruthless soldiers. Oh, I see the light and the heat.
Does this really surprise anybody? Useless appendage. Huber winds down Clinton Foundation Uranium One investigation with no charges. While U.S. Attorney John Durham continues his ongoing investigation into the origins of Russiagate, another investigator handpicked by former Attorney General Jeff Sessions in November of 2017, and there's a guy you can really trust, and by the way, in lieu of a special counsel, to investigate possible corruption at the Clinton, Foundation and the Uranium One deal, is wrapping up his probe with no charges after failing to interview key witnesses, according to the Washington Post and the witness's attorney. U.S. Attorney John Huber was tasked with determining whether corruption allegations warranted an official review and has largely finished and found nothing worth pursuing, according to the report. Sessions did not appoint a second special counsel, but weeks later sent a letter to Huber telling him to review a wide array of issues related to Clinton. They included the Clinton Foundation, Uranium One matters, along with the FBI's handling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of private email servers while she was then Secretary of State, and alleged leaks by former FBI Director James Comey, according to the Washington Post. Sadly, it appears that Huber wasn't interested in key witnesses in the Uranium One case. Whistleblower William Douglas Campbell, who was deeply embedded in the Russian nuclear industry while Robert Mueller was the director of the FBI, which paid him, by the way, a $51,000 thank you award for his service. While undercover, Campbell was forced by the Russians with the FBI's blessing to launder large sums of money. Now keep in mind, folks, this is a Washington Post story. Have collected over 5,000 documents along with video evidence of money being stuffed into suitcases, Russians bragging about bribing the West, and millions of dollars routed to the Clinton Foundation. Well, you would think that Russia's the bad guys and there's a direct connection to Clinton, but Mr. Huber doesn't seem to think so. Campbell also says that Russian nuclear officials revealed a scheme to route millions of dollars to the Clinton Global Initiative through lobbying firm ARPCO, which I have no idea what the hell that stands for, which was expected to funnel a portion of its annual $3 million lobbying fee to the charity. Oh, is that what they're calling it now? And according to Campbell's attorney, former U.S. Attorney Joe DiGenova, Huber never even spoke with Campbell. Huber was supposed to be investigating leaks and a bunch of other things. He stopped his investigation because of Horowitz, so he's a useless appendage who's done nothing. In fact, he's supposed to be investigating Uranium One, and yet he never contacted our law firm, and we represent the key informant in the case, Doug Campbell. So go figure. And finally, Durham, he's the real McCoy. He's doing what Barr asked him to do, which is to get to the bottom of everything, impanel a grand jury if necessary, turn indictments if necessary. I mean, he's basically went dead to help the institution of the FBI and the senior people to DOJ. If he does that again, the FISA thing, if I were Attorney General, I'd fire him. Here's DiGenova and how I responded to Bill Barr's...
Severe conflict of interest since they've been paying these people money since they left government. I mean, the only one who's not on anybody's payroll other than the idiots in the publishing industry who gave him a book deal is James Comey.
Yeah.
Now, I want to go back to Huber, Durham, and Horowitz. We've got three different investigations going on. Are they each investigating something different?
Well, it's hard to tell. First of all, Horowitz is investigating the FISA abuse, plus a separate investigation of James Comey personally and his conduct. Huber was supposed to be investigating leaks and a bunch of other things. He stopped his investigation because of Horowitz, so he's a useless appendage, has done nothing. In fact, he's supposed to be investigating Uranium One, yet he never contacted our law firm, and we represent the key informant in the case, Doug Campbell, so go figure. And then finally, Durham. He's the real McCoy. He's doing what Barr has asked him to do, which is get to the bottom of everything, impanel a grand jury if necessary, return indictments if necessary. The big question is whether or not Horowitz will put on his big boy pants and do something different than he did when he did the Page Strzok thing, where he lays out all of his evidence of bias, and then he says, but there's no evidence it affected any decisions. Mm-hmm. What a bunch of crap. I mean, he basically went dead to help the institution of the FBI and senior people at DOJ. If he does that again in the FISA thing, if I were the Attorney General, I'd fire him.
I want to ask you about something Trey Gowdy said over the weekend. The former congressman was on with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday, and he was talking about the fact that George Papadopoulos, in his conversations with these FBI informants, these spies, that he had exculpatory information. Anyway, Gowdy's basically deeply suggesting that either one or both of the people who were tasked with spying on George Papadopoulos and Purpose were wearing a wire, and there may be actual transcripts of their conversations, including exculpatory information. What's your reaction to that?
My understanding is that there are such transcripts, and indeed, if you will notice, in the Michael Flynn case, Judge Emmett Sullivan issued an order on Friday demanding that the FBI turn over all tape recordings relevant to the Michael Flynn case. So that includes not only the Flynn conversations with Kislyak and others, but other people. Something is happening strange in the courthouse in D.C. The judges are beginning to get out of their somnambulant walk and are beginning to realize that they've been lied to by the Weissman-Mueller bunch for almost 2 years, and that a series of frauds on the court have been committed by Mueller in the United States District Court for the District of Columbia. We shall see whether or not the judges of that court have the cojones to do what they need to do. Remember Mr. Contreras, the judge who recused himself from the Flynn case after taking the plea? It is now known that he was involved in several other FISA warrants involved in this matter. Judge Contreras has a lot of explaining to do, and so does the Chief Justice of the United States as to what he's done to fix the mess that has been created with the FISA court.
We also know that a new court filing showed that Trump campaign officials considered reaching out to WikiLeaks after the website published the emails from John Podesta. And that's, again, from the Michael Flynn filing. This is a Michael Flynn filing in his case. He told investigators that it was only after the email dump that Trump campaign officials discussed reaching out to WikiLeaks. The narrative all along has been that the Trump campaign was working with WikiLeaks to get those emails out there because they were working with the Russians.
Look, the FBI knew this all along and didn't tell the Hill. They hid amazing amounts of information from the Hill, not only during the Comey and the post-Comey era, but during the Chris Wray era. Chris Wray tried to hide the Department of State memo from the woman Kavalek, who met with Steele prior to the first FISA and said that he was a liar. Now, why is Chris Wray hiding these documents? I mean, when you look at this and you ask yourself, how are we this far along and we don't have answers to fundamental questions, everything points to the FBI. And the incredible performance, or non-performance, of Christopher Wray.
Didn't everybody believe when they saw Christopher Wray being anointed to being the head of the FBI? Did anybody for one moment doubt that there wouldn't be just the same? The same old, same old. I did. Jenna in Washington. Hello, Jenna.
Well, hi, John. My name is Jenna, and I live in Washington. And going back to Rivero, because I am interested in health, natural health, and I have been in contact with lots of different things. I have a dog in the fight. My 18-year-old son decided to join the U.S. Marines, and he is in that world, and I'm concerned because the break in our family values happened a while back with Common Core and the advent of Wi-Fi in schools, and my objection, because Rivero said the Wi-Fis are in the hospitals, and that is really a human health threat.
Yeah, but as you heard him, it was janky, so it's not even at full strength, so I don't even know how much that Wi-Fi could potentially be harming, Mike.
But it's because the medical system is all part of this, you know, emergency systems that are being set up with the network globally. I was listening to an interview where it's just like all of the gizmos that are even on a wheelie cart in the hospital, as soon as that nurse touches the door handle, there's possibility of shock because there's so much electromagnetic fields in that space. And so I've looked up Dr. Martin Paul's summary on all the different ways that electromagnetics help us and or hurt us. It's the nervous system, the endocrine, oxidative stress, attacking DNA, produces elevated levels of programmed cell death, lowered fertility, excessive cellular calcium. It goes on and on.
And I'm sure that the introduction unabated 5G has got you concerned.
Absolutely. And also knowing that, you know, I sent my son links and he's like, I can't look at any of this. I'll be accused of treason. But the military base down in Southern California, they were installing 5G in San Diego as a pilot program.
Wait, back up here. Your son said that by viewing information you send him, he might be charged with treason. Where did that come from?
Because he knows he needs to accept the narrative to keep up his position where he's at, and he does not question. Because he knows where I'm at. Back in 2012, I pulled him out of school because of Wi-Fi, because I couldn't talk sense into the student council, understanding that.
Yeah, but Jenna, my question is, treasonous charges against your son for looking at information you send him. Where did that threat come from?
His mind being, if I go against the narrative, I won't fit in.
So he wasn't exactly told that if you keep looking at that trooper, you're going to be charged with treason? Nobody told him that directly, right?
Well, I don't know exactly what they tell him, but he no longer can post on Facebook where he's at now.
Oh, great.
So, you know, and, you know, I also know that, you know, they are training for riots in cities, and they're employing EMF weapons. He's aware of those things because he blocked me out for years. Wouldn't listen to anything.
Okay, so you're telling me your 18-year-old that joined the United States Marine Corps is willing and able to go along with a narrative to go against the American people? Is that what you're telling me?
He said, if that's what they tell me to do, that's what I'll do.
You know, he's got the life expectancy of a housefly if he takes that position. You do recognize that, right?
Yeah, I know.
Does he know?
Because of this generation and how, you know, the video game virtual world.
I understand the conditioning, but we're talking about an 18-year-old that signed a contract to join the Marines. Obviously, you have been in his ear informing him about things that are of great concern to you, and you've taken action. But he in as much told you that if he's ordered, he's going to follow whatever orders, up to and including going against the people of the United States.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're not happy about that, and what I really want to tell you, Jenna, is not going to go down well, but let me try to put it politely. He's marked himself. He's marked himself. He, you know, it's a big thing in the United States Marine Corps that these men have honor. He has no
right.
honor.
Well, the definition of what they honor, and a lot of it goes back to who is their authority. And that's where what I've seen over raising him, the authority of the family unit has been compromised. We know that.
Big time.
And along with that, it's been delivered with this electromagnetic nightmare that I have seen all of the friends, family, you know, like all the issues that come up with these young people not being able to handle the assault of the Wi-Fi. And now it's expanding to broadband, and then it's expanding to gotta have it. You know, I watched them. We don't even have, you know, we live way out in the boonies, and he didn't have any reception, but he couldn't put that thing down. And I understand that's how all the young people are.
No, I understand. Do you have any other children, Jenna?
No, it was just the one.
Great. All right, Jenna, I appreciate your call. I really do. I wish you good luck. But he is of age now, and he's going to make his own decisions. I hope when the time comes, he hearkens back to the days of being with you and knowing the difference between right and wrong. Again, Jenna, thank you for your call. Wow. You know, that has been on my mind the last couple of weeks. These men that claim that they represent something and that they have honor, and they have none. Whew. Life expectancy of a housefly. There is a good reason, my young Marine, why the people of the United States, your country, have not given up their arms, and up until including protecting themselves against creatures such as yourself, misguided as you are, that one day you might possibly turn your weapons on the American people? Yeah, maybe less of life expectancy of a housefly. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John. Is honor subservient to authority?
Well, there seems to be a little definition problem with a lot of people on a lot of different fronts. They just don't know what is anymore, do they?
No. What you were talking about earlier with Harley, If I understand correctly, wasn't Soleimani on a diplomatic mission?
He was that, and he was there to discuss with the Prime Minister of Iraq what to do about Saudi Arabia and other things. He was on a peace mission, and that right there will tell you how his life ended non-peacefully. Because anytime anybody mentions peace and winding this stuff down in the Middle East, yeah, something goes horribly wrong, doesn't it?
So if you were invited to a diplomatic buffet, would you be looking over your shoulder?
I'd be hiding under the damn table, and I'd have a taste tester for the food. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, this is crazy. I've never heard anything like this.
Well, and here again, how... You know, people don't seem to grasp the fact that we have been out, we have been in limbo here for the last 19 years as far as the Middle East goes. I think they're trying to bank on us being as stupid as they think that we might be, but we're not. They, every time they open up their mouth, there's instantaneous scrutiny and fact-checking and going behind the official narrative to find out really what the hell's going on. And apparently the same thing has happened on this Soleimani case. And I'll tell you what, I am not comfortable with Mike Pence waiting in the wings to take over for Donald Trump. Holy mackerel.
No.
Because, you know, he's got a direct line to Jesus, don't you know?
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah, and that's another indication. When these asshats start claiming divinity, you'd better duck.
It sounds like the Hagee syndrome.
Big time. Go ahead.
Michael, I just want to clarify. I think what Murr was driving at before was the DNA test can be a diagnostic, but the treatment is separate. It's just a question of a diagnostic tool. I would agree that it's probably past a holistic solution, but the test itself, the hospitals would never go along with it. It might point out to something.
Well, and again, I'm, as far as I'm concerned, in my mind, he's the hell out of that hospital, and he's on to and actually, what actually has to happen here is a diagnosis made. And it's been over 3 weeks. They've been giving this guy blood transfusions. They have been giving him barbiturates for pain. They've been giving him painkillers. And it's been evident, if people have been listening to Mike over the last couple of weeks here, you know, every once in a while he'll get up and do a show, and it sounds like he's not of this planet. Now, and then they send him into physical therapy. And for what? Because he had stomach ulcers, but they still haven't diagnosed the problem. And this needs to be diagnosed. However it's treated, that's another matter, but the problem must be identified. And 3 weeks on here, they don't have a damn clue.
Well, you know, it could be some kind of food poisoning. It could
be
anything.
Food poisoning does not last. And I appreciate it, Ken, but, you know, we're in Doctorville now. And I'm talking about good qualified doctors able to look at something and go, wait a minute, at least I'm smart enough to know that I don't know. That's number one step. Otherwise, there would have been a diagnosis. There would have been a differential diagnosis with the top people in their fields to look at this case and go, okay, all right, what is the problem here? And this is where they trade ideas back and forth. They run tests to eliminate potential problems and start zeroing in on what's really wrong. But it's been 3 weeks, and this guy is steadily degrading in hospital. And is my fear that he may just pass from this mortal coil because of the place that he's in and the obstruction of actually, and I don't want to go into that issue, but there's been some friction from behind, and evidently that has been set aside. Now, once again, they're focusing on Mike's health and, more importantly, that diagnosis. That's why Steve Elkin said, I'd be happy to get involved in this. That's why he wanted the authorization for that information, to be able to talk to that doctor directly and ask him direct questions, and as well as the nursing staff.
I'd be willing to offer some help.
Well, what could you do there, Ken? Are you a doctor?
No.
If I could have helped, do you think that I would have done something other than what I have done? I would have most certainly. Ken, I appreciate your concern, but we've got to...
No. What I'm saying is if he needed some money to get there or if there was some expense I could help with, that's what I meant.
All right. Well, Ken, I really do appreciate that. Do me a favor. I don't know if I had your number or I still have your number, but do me a favor. I'll have Mike take you down. Let me get your phone number. And if that is the case, you will get a call. I appreciate that very much.
I mean, we could, you know, all chip in a little something.
Well, in the meantime, the network is going down. So now we're going to have to raise money possibly to get Mike out for a network that he's no longer going to be able to do a show on. Yeah, bright tidings for year 2020, isn't it? 2, 3, 4, did he? Do you have him?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, okay, Ken. I appreciate that very much. Mike is the next voice you will hear. Thank you. What the hell just happened there? At any rate, moving on. What I mentioned earlier about U.S. rebuffing Iraq's prime minister, evidently still the head of a sovereign nation, no matter how broken up and tattered it is. Their request to talk troop exit, well, they got the message back. It's our right as a force for good to maintain bases and occupy your country, whether you like it or not. What arrogance. After all the millions of people have died, I can scarcely believe this. Perhaps entirely to be expected, though, the U.S. administration has unambiguously rejected Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi's urgent call for Washington to enact a U.S. troop withdrawal mechanism in Iraq. In a Thursday phone call to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the Iraqi leader urged the administration to send delegates to Iraq to prepare a mechanism to carry out the parliament's resolution regarding the withdrawal of foreign troops from Iraq's soil. Echoing prior statements, Mark Esper, the State Department underscored Friday that it is our right as a force for good in the region to maintain appropriate force posture in the Middle East. In a statement by spokesperson Morgan Artangas, she stated, the U.S. considers that a troop pullout is not on the table for discussion with Baghdad officials. How do you like them apples, folks? How do you like that? America is a force for good in the Middle East, she added. Our military presence in Iraq is to continue the fight against ISIS. Your cover's blown, you neocon asshats. Don't you get it? It's blown. Now we've got to sit around and figure out how to get rid of you people that want to stop any peace process or aggression in the Middle East. It's time for you to go. All right, folks, I appreciate y'all being here. You heard what's going on with Mike Rivero. We are definitely going to stay on top of this, and we will report when there is something to report, okay? So check the wild conspiracies or whatever else, please. When we have something to report, we will share it with the audience. Thank you for being here today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.